Good morning, and we welcome back to the Daily Pod, Diana Robbins with Greensburg Meals on Wheels. Good morning to you, Diana.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm fantastic, and I trust you are the same.
I am. Thank you very much.
All right. And, of course, we've had you on the program before, but I think it bears repeating this particular service, a very worthwhile community partner. And, Diana, can you kind of give us a little bit of a snapshot of exactly what Meals on Wheels, this particular program, is as far as, who's eligible, service area, things of that nature?
Well, thankfully, we are very blessed that we have been able to extend our services in the past year or two. So at present, we not only are serving Decatur County, but we are serving the surrounding counties as well. So our program has especially grown in the Batesville area, and that's due to some wonderful work and cooperation with WRBI and allowing us to work together as a team, and that is our pickup location there in Batesville. So, we've been very lucky that way. So how our program works is we offer, for in city of Greensburg, there's a hot meal program, and out in our county and in the surrounding counties, such as Batesville, we offer a frozen program. So that frozen program will consist of 5 frozen meals and 5 desserts, and the cost for those 5 meals is $12. So the client or a loved one or a neighbor or a friend or whoever can pick those meals up and take them to the person, and then they will have, a week's worth of meals to heat up so that their food need is met. So, we try to do this at the lowest possible cost and as easily as possible. And that's why when the relationship with WRBI came open, we jumped at working together so that we could, help that need that was kind of lacking there in that area. So for $12, you can get your loved one or someone that 5 healthy, well-balanced, nutritional meals. They are prepared here at our local hospital in Greensburg, the Decatur County Memorial Hospital, and a licensed dietitian plans them. So we meet, any nutritional guidelines. All of our meals are diabetic friendly and heart healthy friendly, which means low sodium. So, we're really lucky with that. And as I said, I can't thank WRBI enough for reaching out and accepting this partnership that we've started, and I look forward to it growing and continuing for a long, long time.
Yeah, and it has been a wonderful partnership, and glad that we are a part of it. And of course, you mentioned some of the dietary matters with it. And then again, there's also understand that they have like a fruit cup, applesauce, things of that nature as the dessert.
Correct. Yes. Not once in a while you're going to get cobbler, you're going to get cookie or whatever, but that's always figured into the carb count for the diabetics. So, if you get that type of a dessert, you're going to, it's going to be made up for, and you're going to have more of the vegetables and, I don't want to say free diabetic food, but the ones that are lower in carbs or don't count as carb points at all. And with that being said, I guess one thing I didn't mention is, as far as requirements, we don't really have. We used to have an age requirement. We don't any longer. We saw that there was definitely a need and lacking in every community, not just around here, but everywhere that you go. Unfortunately, there's food programs for if you're seniors in most cases, or food programs if you're a young child, but that mid-age there, that's kind of overlooked. And a lot of times, you might have a 40 or 50 year old or whatever age that's suffering maybe with an illness or recuperation from a surgery or whatever their individual case and needs might be, lacking nutrition, whatever. And so we have expanded now that as well. So we don't have our age limit any longer. So that's been a real blessing for everybody concerned as well. We've been able to help people out, not only long-term, but short-term for what their need might be while they recuperate or whatever from their illness or whatever they might have going on.
And you brought up in a previous segment with us, Diana, the There was somebody who worked at a local bank, and they lived on their own after, I guess they had always had somebody cooking for them. But this has been kind of a lifeline to them as far as getting a nutritious meal.
Absolutely. She's still able to work, but she just never had the skill or the capability, knowledge, whatever you want to call it, to, you know, secure herself well-balanced meals. And her health was declining pretty rapidly, and the doctor started asking her questions on one of her checkups. And, you know, the doctor realized that it was largely due to the lack of, you know, proper nutrition and proper eating and what have you. So he suggested Meals on Wheels. And that is kind of the funny story, because not only did we deliver to her, but we delivered to the bank, to the drive-thru where she worked, because that was what was easiest for the time that we deliver here in Greensburg. It is at lunchtime, and she was always working. So we did that, and, you know, she saw a wonderful improvement on her health, and the doctor was able to hook her up with some classes to help her learn how to start doing it on her own. So we probably fed her for, I'd say it was probably 2-3 years, and then she felt she was able to start doing it on her own. So, you know, that's definitely a success story, and one of those out there that's not the norm. You usually, our clients are either elderly or ill or whatever. So that was one that, you know, was kind of different from all the rest.
And Diana Robbins, do you have any other you know, similar stories as far as those people outside the, we'll say the norm, or at least the perception of who takes in Meals on Wheels?
I think something that I used to always say, well, what's good about our daily delivering for the hot meals is that it's not only the meal. Of course, the meal is important, as it is to anybody. I mean, you obviously have to have food to survive, but it's the daily contact. And that was one thing I really felt bad about, you know, with starting the frozen program, was they were not going to have that daily contact, which is true. They don't get the daily contact. But in most cases, they are at least getting a weekly contact, if not more often, from the person that is going to be delivering to them. And, you know, there have been cases in both the hot delivery and the frozen delivery where the person got there to give them their meals and, you know, found them, they have fallen, or, you know, they were disoriented or whatever, and we've been able to get help for them and, you know, be able to help them so that, you know, they may continue at home on their own and stuff. Sometimes it's just one of those God winks, I guess, where, you know, you never know, but you're in the right place at the right time. So, and I've seen that happen more and more and more, you know, throughout the years. I guess it's because so many people are staying home longer now than what they used to, and people are living so much older than what they used to. So, you know, I feel like we're not just meeting the need of the meal, but also some human contact. And I think that's very, very, very important.
Indeed it is. I think we found out the rough way through the COVID-19 pandemic. So
absolutely. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. And you know, and that's one thing that I pride ourselves in, and that's kind of when we really started looking at the whole broader picture more. We had kind of started here in Decatur County somewhat at the outreach, but when COVID hit and we started realizing how little meal delivery and meal pickup type program there was throughout everywhere, but particularly, you know, focusing obviously on our own home, you know, around this area, and most counties around Decatur County and Ripley and Franklin and Shelby and Rush, they don't have a home delivery meal service. They have, some of them have a program where the meals are mailed to them, so they get like monthly meals, you know, delivered to them in the mail, and they are prepared like out west somewhere, but obviously, you know, it's not going to be the same type of meal and stuff because it is traveling and what have you. But when COVID hit and you saw that huge need, you know, I just wanted to try to be able to help it. And there are so many wonderful people there in Batesville that have helped with this program. Amex Well stepped up and gave us a grant a few years ago that enabled us to start the process of advertising and, you know, having pamphlets, et cetera, to let the community aware of this going on there in the Batesville area. And we've got some family members of clients that are receiving it there in Batesville now that have been very actively pursuing behind the scenes, trying to help us, you know, secure freezer space and that kind of thing to help so that we can expand and grow. So, you know, we hope in time to Batesville, in the Batesville area, to have this be as large of a program as what it is here in Decatur County. I mean, that's our dream, and we know the need is there. And it's like I tell everybody here in Decatur County, when I look at numbers, and if I see numbers go down, that's telling me that, sadly, we're not reaching the people that need to be reached in our community, because there is always, always the need, especially for seniors or people that have a disease or an illness or, you know, like I say, recovering from a surgery or whatever, there's always people there, and those numbers sadly don't go down. So you know the need is always there, so you don't like to see your numbers fall ever. You want to see them grow, and that's something that with WRBI's help we've been able to do, I feel, very successfully in the Batesville area.
And with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick time out and continue our conversation with Diana Robbins with Greensburg Meals on Wheels right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our chat with Diana Robbins with Greensburg Meals on Wheels. And as far as funding is concerned, how is the program kept afloat, Diana?
Well, we charge our clients for those five meals, the cost is $12. So that $12 averages out to $2.40 per meal. So where else are you going to go get a meal for $2.40, right?
Right.
But obviously, the cost for us is a lot larger than that. Our average cost per meal is about $6.50. So the difference of that $2.40 to $6.50 is made up largely through donations. We look for grants constantly, memorials when people pass, that type of thing. We do get a small percentage of the meal cost returned to us through a program called Thrive Alive out of Bartholomew County, but it's only for 10 meals a day. So, you know, in the grand scheme of thing, I mean, trust me, it absolutely helps us. But when you're, you know, talking about, you know, five or six, seven times that amount of meals a day, we're still having to come up with a lot of money. So we do a lot of fundraising. We just completed our last big fundraiser, or first, I guess, for this year, Dancing with the Stars. And we were lucky. It was a huge success here in Decatur County. And we are actually getting ready to launch our next fundraiser. It will begin the end of this month, April 25th, actually. And we will be selling discount cards. They are $5 a piece. And there are about 25 businesses on them, most of them in the Decatur County area. But you can use those discount cards over and over and over for the next 12 months. They're good from June 1st through May 31st of next year. And you just get to use them over and over. So it's anywhere from a percent off at a business to a free drink at a restaurant, or, you know, purchase something, get something free, whatever. So, you know, if you go out to eat once or twice and get a drink and it's free, you've got that card paid for at $5. So it's a pretty good deal. Even if you don't live in Decatur County, you know, you come here and eat once in a while. So you're not only helping yourself by getting something, but you're definitely helping our program, because 100% of that cost will go back to help with the Meals on Wheels cost. And you know, we try to keep it as low as possible to our clients. I'm proud to say we have not raised our cost to our clients, and it's probably been 20 years. So, you know, that's not many people can say that, especially nowadays. So that's definitely a plus for our program.
Yeah, that's awesome. And, of course, you mentioned folks, you know, behind the scenes, volunteers and things of that nature. Now, if someone is interested in volunteering and helping out with Meals on Wheels, how can they go about doing so?
Well, we are always definitely in need of volunteers. Our program, obviously, hence the name Meals on Wheels, without the wheels, we would cease to exist. So we're always in need of volunteer drivers is our biggest need. And but then we look for volunteers to help as well at our fundraising events and things like that. And so how they would get a hold of me, and not only for any volunteering, I mean, of course, I'd be more than happy to speak to anybody about volunteering, but also for if you have a loved one that you feel might benefit from this program, or, you know, you just have questions that you think maybe I could, you know someone that might benefit from that or whatever, they can call me, and the number is 812-663-6099.
All right. Again, that number is 812-663-6099 or 6099 if you prefer.
And I want to ask everybody just to please pay attention. You know, go on Facebook, like our Facebook, go on the web, look up our website. We have a lot of really fun things that go on periodically, just little things to help us raise money. Here coming the beginning of summer, there'll be a pulled pork dinner or lunch, drive-up lunch, where you can come and get a pulled pork sandwich and chips and homemade cookies and a drink for $5. And usually sometime in the fall, we'll do a chili supper. We have a drive-through, really wonderful, amazing pork chop dinner with all the trimmings. And, I mean, we just have a lot going on all the time. We've got a breakfast with Santa, with a big auction to start your Christmas holiday shopping and season with the kids and family. So, you know, it's, we try to focus our fundraising so that we reach the need of people as well. You know, Breakfast with Santa helps kids. And Dancing with the Stars is a really fun family night out at a very reasonable cost. So, you know, just go on and follow us and keep us in mind and watch what we have going on. And like I say, if you have any questions or anything I can help you with, don't hesitate to call me because I'd love to answer your questions or chat with you.
Okay. So, again, Diana can be reached at 812-663-6099. Well, Diana Robbins with Greensburg Meals on Wheels, we sure appreciate your time. Stay well because we need you out there. And all the best, and hopefully we can call you again in the future.
Thank you so much. And once again, thank you, WRBI, for all you do. You truly are one of our blessings, and I appreciate all of you.